That sound you hear, yes, that sound you hear is EJ Gar again hanging out at the Sports Betting Pub. It's happy hour. I know the podcast is back, baby. How the hell is everybody out there? I hope you're well. It is Thursday, September 8th, and football. Are you ready for some football again, baby? The NFL season kicks off today, and I figure what better of a day? I mean, if you're going to get back into it, you might as well talk some football. Are you ready for some football? I'm ready for some football. Of course, we have other football going on in Europe right now. Today, yesterday, the day before, Champions League. And we got a bunch of Europa League group stage matches today. Conference League affairs on the board. On top of the NFL. Of course, tennis at the U.S. Open. What does EJ Gar know about tennis? Yep. All right. So, you know what? And baseball today, too. Yeah. No. Those seven games are disgusting. And this must mean that it's disgusting. Yeah. No. My God. So the two in Milwaukee with San Francisco? No. We can't play those. Now, the wind's blowing out in Chicago with the Reds, and that total is 8 with Sessa and Sampson. Maybe that 8's playable, but my God. Why? Save your money. Miami and Philly, of course, I'll contribute going out today. And the Twins and the Yanks. And, White Sox and the A's. And Cease is back from one out shy of his no-hitter last time out. Man, no. I just don't even think anyone's going to score today. I mean, if you're going to play anything, you might have to worry about the rain in New York here. I mean, it's a pretty nice day, I guess. I don't think it'll really rain down Bronx. But anyway, you know what? If you're going to take anything today, take the salami under because I doubt there'll be any runs today. All right, let's talk about some football here in the States. Buffalo and the Rams. Banner's going up. Now, what do you think is going to happen here? Because I don't think they're going to come out and score right away. No, I'm sorry. You know, I see a whole bunch of people think, oh, there's total's going to fly in. You know, it might. I don't think it's going to happen early. So that under 27 in the first half is like minus 128, minus 130. Okay, you know what? You know me. Not a fan of anything over minus 120, really, because once you get past that, the value really just starts to diminish a little bit too much for me. But, boy, when a certain situation like that where 27 points at a minus 128, under, I think it'll be under 27 in the first half tonight. I really do. It's not like these offenses have had a ton of time to work together. I mean, what are you going to say? What'd they do? You didn't see them in preseason, did you? How much experience did you see all these offenses put in together on the field during preseason? I need my crickets. I need my little cricket thing. Yeah, because there was none. We know that. Preseason's a joke. Why they play preseason football? No one knows. All right. I'm going to take the under 27. I'm going to slide it and get, you know, pay a little juice for it because I don't care. I just, if it's 14, 13, let it be that. I don't even know if they'll get there. You know, of course, defense is a little ahead of the offense early too. Champions League and Europa League. Now, Europa League today, like I mentioned, group stage. Yeah. Yep. I have seven matches I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to give you people money. Give me money. Oh, wait. I think I did find something else, though.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. All right, let's start with Malmo and Braga. Why is Sporting Braga getting plus 120 on their draw no bet? Wait, what? Excuse me. Why are you giving me so much value with Braga to go on the road and find a result? Were they going to draw? You know what? I don't think so. Is Braga going to win this match 2-1 on the road? Yes, they will. See the over 2.5 too? About minus 110? Okay. Okay, when Sporting Braga beats Malmo 2-1, you will cash two tickets by playing the Braga draw no bet at plus 120 and the over 2.5. What? And what is it?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. HJK Helsinki and Batiste. Now, again, I'm going to pay a little juice here for something because I can get plus two at minus 125 with Helsinki. Wait, what? Excuse you? What the hell are the line setters doing giving me a plus two? You're out of your mind. At home, Helsinki, plus two at minus 125, huh? Yeah, you take my $25 worth of juice, and I'll pay it. Here, let me see if I can go over here. All right. That's this HJK Helsinki Batiste. Plus two is brought to you by Tropicana. Because you will pay a little juice today for that, and that's okay. Minus 125. Oh, come on. Stop, man. Don't cry for me, Argentina. All right, PSV and Bodo Glimt. I'm playing that 3.5. I'm playing that over 3.5 because it's number one. It's plus 115. Number two, PSV is going to score 5 goals. What? You tell me who's going to stop PSV from scoring all 5 of those goals today. We only need 4 of them. And Bodo could probably score anyway. Even if it is 3-1, you know what? Thank you. Oh, thank you. So move that to over 3.5. What the hell are you settling for the 3 for at minus 110? No, this is where you don't pay bother any juice crap. You take your $10 and put it the other way. Get plus 115 for it instead. Yeah. Yeah. Ammonia, Nicosia, and Sharif. Yeah, those two are going to score. It's even money. Even money for a 1-1 match with Ammonia and Sharif, huh? Sold. I need my gavel. If I was doing my YouTube videos right now, you'd see me with my gavel about to drop it on the damn table going, sold. There you go. Yes, they will both score. Sturm and Midtjylland. The Sturm drawing all bets, minus 110. The Sturm Graz DMB draw no bet, baby. So what? You know what? They draw at home. You know what happens, right? Nothing. It's like a bet was never even made. Give me my money back, and I'll walk away and live to bet another day. You know what? I'm okay with that, because Sturm can certainly win this match at home. They're definitely going to get a result here. So let it be nothing, nothing. Let it be 1-0. I don't care whatever Sturm does, as long as they don't lose that match. We're good. I'm okay with that. Slovako and Partizan. Who's going to stop who? Who's going to stop who? That over 2.5 is minus 110. 1.91, whenever you want to look in decimal. I like to play decimal. I write down everything in decimal. I just have to translate it quick. you know what? The Slovako and Partizan, that over 2.5 is playable. You can put that on the board. Yes! Put that on the board. All right, let's talk about some tennis. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Do you see what's going to happen tonight with Ons Jabeur and Caroline Garcia? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How many games? Now, that total, get out of here with the total. You're playing the over 2.5 sets at plus 140. Because, my goodness, are those two going to go all night? All night. All night? Oh, my God, man. If they could play 5 sets, they would, those two. I'm telling you right now, Caroline Garcia and Ons Jabeur are going to go bonkers tonight playing. Over 2.5 sets, and if you don't get the over 2.5 sets prop, you're probably going to have to play the 21 or 21.5 or something like that. Yeah, play it. You don't care. I'm taking Ons Jabeur to beat Caroline Garcia, too. Oh, boo, boo. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's right. I just said Ons Jabeur to take down the French woman here in New York. And, of course, Iga's playing tonight, too. You know what? Anybody who's paid attention to anything with me and Ons Jabeur, me and Iga Świątek knows what's happening. Iga, okay. Those two, Sabalenka's playing her ass off. Excuse me. That over 21 is minus 125 again. You know what? We work for Tropicana today sometimes. You know what? I busted out a few plays here with a little bit of marginal juice on it. And that minus 125 on the 21, those two are going to play too. Sabalenka's not afraid. Did you see the way she came out in that last match? Oh my goodness, man. Just came out rip roaring. Rip roaring. I'm sorry, man. You can't fade Sabalenka right now. And, of course, Iga. Those two are going to go. That over 21 is minus 125, and I expect those two to put up all 21 of those games and then some. I'm not going to play the sets prop there like I normally, you know, like I mentioned before, but you're going to play the over 21 because it's minus 125 and it's playable. And that's it. I want to stay here for 10 minutes, and my recording time says I'm at 9:40. So let me get you out of here. I'm at the sportsbettingpub.net. You know I'm EJ Gar. The Sports Betting Pub Podcast Happy Hour is back, and I'm glad you joined me. I hope you make some money today paying attention to what I'm doing, because I'd rather just podcast and get the bets out there to people who want them And you can see you can donate to my page here. You can go over to the website and there and drop me $1, $5 if you care. You know what, man? If you make some money, I'm old school, man. If you're making money because I'm helping you make some money, feel free to be cool and throw me a bone. Well, oh boy, EJ, you're out of line. And no, I'm not. No, I'm not. You know, I would rather do that than set up my whole podcast to have to pay to listen to it. No, I don't want to charge people to listen to my podcast. I want to give people my podcast and see who's out there who's really a cool person who gets it. You know what I mean? Because I'm cool. So I hope you're cool. And I hope you have a nice Thursday here. I'm going to try and do these somewhere around noon as almost every day as I can because I have games coming up all the time. I mean, I have my NCAA football posts already up at the Sports Betting Pub. If you look at my main site, you'll see my college football 2022-23 thread, and there's 5 games up there right now for you, and I'll talk about them this weekend because they're going to start tomorrow and Saturday. So, all right, I'm getting you out of here. Thanks for joining me, man. I hope you're happy I'm back because I'm happy I'm back, and it's podcasting, baby. Love it. I love it. All right, I'll see y'all later. This is EJ. Ciao in Boca Alupo.